This is Radio Nepal. I am Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi returns home, concluding his three-day official visit to Nepal. Chinese Foreign Minister pays courtesy call on President Bidya Devi Bhandari before his departure. Nepali Congress leaders put mixed views regarding electoral alliance with other parties in upcoming local level elections. Bus accident in Sarlahi kills 4 people, leaving 37 others injured. And Ukraine's military intelligence chief says Russia is trying to split Ukraine into 2 parts. Now the news in detail. Chinese State Councillor and Foreign Minister Wang Yi returned home today after concluding his three-day official visit to Nepal. Foreign Secretary Bharadwaj Podyal and other officials of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs saw the Chinese delegation off at the Tribhuvan International Airport. Wang arrived in Kathmandu on Friday, leading a 19-member delegation at the friendly invitation of Foreign Office Minister Dr. Narayan Khadkar. During the visit, the foreign ministry-level delegation from both countries had a bilateral meeting yesterday, and both sides signed a 9-memorandum of understanding relating to the enhancement of mutual assistance. Earlier today, State Councillor Wang paid a courtesy call on President Bidya Devi Bhandari at Sital Nivas. Various matters of Nepal-China relations were discussed on the occasion. President Bhandari expressed heartfelt gratitude to China for its continued support to Nepal's socio-economic development. Similarly, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang also met with CPN UML Chairperson KP Sharma Oli and CPN Maoist Center Chairperson Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda on separate occasions today. CPN UML Chair Oli urged the government of China for taking forward BRI-related projects like railways, irrigation, education and health. Likewise, CPN Maoist Center Chair Prachanda drew the attention of the Chinese Foreign Minister to create a conducive environment for the smooth operation of the Tatopani and Raswagodi checkpoints. Chair Prachanda reiterated Nepal's commitment not to allow any anti-China activities on Nepali land. On the occasion, the Chinese minister said the government of China was ready to cooperate with Nepal for its development efforts, assuring of contribution to undertake BRI-related projects. Meanwhile, the government of the People's Republic of China will provide more than 11.4 billion rupees in grant assistance to the government of Nepal under financial and technical assistance. According to the Ministry of Finance, the amount will be spent on the implementation of projects agreed upon by both countries. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang also pledged to provide development assistance announced during President Xi Jinping's 2019 visit to Nepal. 4 people died and 37 others were injured when a bus fell off a bridge in Sarlahi along the East-West Highway this afternoon. The bus en route to Janakpur from Birganj fell off the bridge over the Fulzur River connecting the Lalbandi and Iswarpur municipalities. 2 of the deceased have been identified as 30-year-old Sarmila Karkishwester from Sindhuli Tinpatta Rural Municipality 2 and 24-year-old Sunil Yadav from Betia Bilsandi Kodar Piparab, India. Sarlahi Police Spokesperson and Deputy Superintendent of Police Madhav Prasad Budathoki said an investigation was underway to identify the cause of the accident. Nepali Congress Central Committee members continue to put their views on the possibility of forging an electoral alliance in the upcoming local level elections. Nepali Congress Central member Govinda Bhattarai said leaders in today's meeting of the party's Central Working Committee put their mixed views regarding the electoral alliance with other parties. Some of the leaders are said to have rejected the proposal of forging an electoral alliance during the meeting held at party headquarters in Sanepa. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupiah, mutton khana 200 rupiah. Oi, मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# ह्यास डायल गर्नुहोस् नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
श्रमिकहरूको मौलिक अधिकारको सम्मान गरौं सबै प्रतिष्ठानहरूले न्यूनतम पारिश्रमिक प्रदान गर्न आनाकानी नगरौं
नेपाल सरकार श्रम रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. CPN UML chairman KP Sharma Oli has accused the Election Commission of carrying out activities in favor of the ruling parties. Addressing his party's standing committee meeting in Kathmandu today, Chairman Oli said the Election Commission's decision of changing the colour of ballot papers and setting the candidacy registration date only for 2 days without consulting with other political parties could not be taken lightly. The standing committee meeting of the UML is said to have mobilized the party. The standing committee meeting of the UML is said to mobilize the party resources for the upcoming local level elections by developing an election work plan. A memorandum of understanding has been reached between the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry and Investment Board Nepal for cooperation in internal and foreign investment promotion in the country. The Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry President Shekhar Golsa and the Investment Board Nepal Chair Chief Executive Officer Sushil Bhatta signed the MOU in the presence of Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma amid a function in Kathmandu today. According to the MOU, a help desk related to direct foreign investment will be set up at the Federation of Nepalese Chambers of Commerce and Industry Secretariat. You are listening to Read Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin, now an international news update. The head of Ukraine military intelligence, Kirilo Budanov, said Russia is trying to split Ukraine into two parts. He claims Russian President Vladimir Putin's priorities are the east and the south of Ukraine after his offensive largely stalled. But he says one of Russia's main problems is establishing and maintaining a land corridor between the east and Crimea. Meanwhile, France President Emmanuel Macron has warned against the verbal escalation of the war in Ukraine, claiming it could prevent a ceasefire. The French President's remark came a day after US President Joe Biden described Russian President Putin as a butcher and claimed that he shouldn't be allowed to remain in power. He said this wouldn't be possible with an escalation through words or actions. However, U.S. authorities have denied Biden was calling for regime change in Russia following his unscripted comments during a visit to Poland. In this connection, the United States has no strategy of regime change for Russia, says Secretary of State Antony Blinken. In a speech in Warsaw on Saturday, President Joe Biden said Russia's President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power, he justified. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province, Gundagi Province and Lumbini Province. It will remain mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi returns home, concluding his 3-day official visit to Nepal. Chinese Foreign Minister pays courtesy call on President Bidyadevi Bhandari before his departure. Nepali Congress leaders put mixed views regarding electoral alliance with other parties in upcoming local-level elections. Bus accident in Sardlahi kills 4 people, leaving 37 others injured. And Ukraine's military intelligence chief says Russia is trying to split Ukraine into two parts. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.